Unit 7. Recording 5.
So, you'd like me to give you some advice on editing your work, Erica?
Yes, if you could give me a few tips, it would be very helpful. I know I need to check my written work more carefully.
Okay. I'll try to keep it simple. What are the most common mistakes students make when they write? These are the sort of things you should be looking for. And everyone should think about them when they check their written work.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll give you 5 or 6 points to think about. First of all, check your spelling and punctuation carefully. If you've typed your work, don't forget to use a spell checker.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Of course, you'll make mistakes with difficult words like, accommodation or receive. But students often make mistakes with simple words, like spelling writing with 2 T's. And of course, you need to punctuate your work correctly. Many students seem to forget that we use full stops when we write English.
I know what you mean. My teacher is always telling me to use a full stop instead of a comma.
Right. And don't forget about capitals. Check your written work to make sure that you have used capital letters where they're appropriate.
Okay, got that.
My next tip is to check your work for grammatical errors.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, check your verb tenses and verb forms. Make sure you've used the right tense or form. You have problems using the present perfect tense. Think carefully before you use that tense. It's easy to make a mistake with the verb form, especially with the past tenses of irregular verbs. Don't use gone when you mean went. And don't use catched when it should be caught. Okay?
Right. I often make mistakes with irregular verbs. They're very difficult to learn, and then I write the wrong form in an essay.
Yes. They're difficult, and so are prepositions. Check that you've written the correct preposition after an adjective or verb. For example, don't write depend of when it should be depend on. So many students make that error, you wouldn't believe it.
Okay, be careful with prepositions. I'll check them in a dictionary if I'm not sure.
Good. Word order is important too. Check that you've used the right word order in your sentences. That's especially important for you.
Yes, that's true. I often make mistakes with word order. It's a real problem for me.
My final piece of advice is, after you've written something, always ask yourself the questions. Is my meaning clear? And will someone reading my work understand what I'm trying to say? That's it, really. I hope my tips will help you.
I'm sure they will. I'll put them into practice when I write my next essay.